somewhere in middle America, sitting in front of his computer, and average everyday podcaster is looking at his download numbers and website.
Let's see, what can I do to spice up my podcast? Man, I really need to update this website.
What you doing, Matty D?
Hey, Jerry. Didn't see you come in.
Man, I'm a magical gnome that pops in and out of a magical realm. How can you not hear the harp strings breaking? I mean, it's called string theory for after all. So, like I was said, what are you doing?
I'm looking for ideas to update my podcast and spice things up.
Huh. You know, I might be able to help you there.
Jerry? Jerry, where'd you go?
Meanwhile, somewhere else in middle America, mulling over his computer, is another average everyday podcaster.
Let's see, 60s reboot. Man, he does have a nice idea, but this website sure could... What the devil?
Oh, hello. You're awake.
Who are you? How'd you get in here?
You see me. Hell, that's gonna need some explaining.
What's with the giant duffel bag?
Sorry, Randall. No time to explain. Someone needs your help. Well, this is faster than email. Look, I'm just going to put you in the sack.
What the devil?
Take you to someone who needs you. Somebody needs you.
Hey, Randy. Did you say something? Wow, what a mess in here. Huh, could have sworn he was here a minute ago.
Back in middle America.
Hey, Matty D, I'm back, and I think I have an answer to your problem.
Jerry, what'd you do? And what or who is in the sack?
Well, I got someone to help you out, and he was looking to do something with his network.
What the hell? Where am I?
Randall. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I didn't know Jerry would do this. We have discussed this before, Jerry.
What the devil?
Sorry. Look, why don't you two talk? I'll get out of your hair and go fight some trolls. That's what I'm good at.
Again, Randall, I'm so sorry. I made a mistake of telling Jerry that I was looking to freshen up my website and look at doing something to spice up my podcast. I guess he thought you could help me.
What the devil? I was just minding my own business looking at... Or wait, did you say you were looking to modify your podcast?
Again, Randall, I'm so sorry.
I think I can help with that.
What?
Maybe Jerry was onto something.
You're kidding. Okay, so why don't you tell me more?
I've been thinking about creating a line of exclusive podcasts for the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network, and I think yours would fit.
That sounds cool.
I was actually going to email you about it tonight.
Really?
Yeah, I was thinking we could spice up your website, have your show be exclusively at the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network, and we could come up with some great quality episodes of your podcast. Here, let me sit at that computer and I'll show you.
A few minutes later.
Wow, that all looks really great. I'm sold. When can we push this out?
Whenever you want.
Okay, how about now?
You got it. Okay. You are now live.
Fantastic. Let me just grab a megaphone and spread the word out on the streets.
Come check out the new and improved EMC Network exclusive podcast, the 60s Reboot Podcast, where we recast and review classic 1960s television shows for today's audiences. See our new website at emcpod.net/60s reboot, only on the EMC Network. You can also get us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and CastBox. And follow us at 60s Reboot on Twitter.
Matt, how am I getting home?
Oh, hey, right. Well, let me see if I can find that gnome.
Wait, this isn't the Grolix podcast.
Oh, crap. Now there's two Randys?
Oh, hey, Matt. Say, is this the exclusive promo?
Yes.
Cool. Well, the Blinkatron is on the fritz, and I'm from The future. And I'm trying to get back to the 100th episode of the Grolix podcast. Tell you what. Hey, present me. I'll take you home. Great, great. Just don't try to kill me. I really can't stand all this time manipulation and magical gnome hijinks. Next time, Matt, just email me. Come on, Randall. Let's go before things get too confusing. Oh, and Matt, don't forget to wind your watch.